Glad that you tuned in on this evening. This evening we are in our 59th annual convocation with the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, our headquarters church, and we're going to be streaming the service live, which is already in progress. So we're going to switch on over to the service right now. So tune in and enjoy the service of the Lord. Give praises unto God. Sing along and listen for the word of God. May God bless you throughout the course of this service.
In New Jersey, we want to acknowledge our Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, out of Florida. Praise God. And we want to acknowledge all the mothers. Amen. This has been Mother's Day all day long. Praise God. Now we enter the night and it's yet Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for our general church mother, Mother Lily Tyler. Praise God. And I tell you, God used her in a great way on this morning. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. Praise God. We also want to acknowledge our dear Mother Barbara Austin Thank God for her. Praise God. And just thank God for the mothers of God. Amen. The mothers of God in Zion. We thank God for true mothers, real mothers. Amen. With the Holy Ghost power. Praise God. Amen. At this time, praise the Lord, we will be turning this portion of service in the hands of Missionary Rebecca Ingram for praise and worship. And we might tap in, amen, in a few minutes. Praise God. Brother Artilio is going to try to be on the line. He said he will pull over so he can get on the line for a few minutes. Praise God. So at this time, we're going to give this portion of service to the hands of Missionary Rebecca Ingram. God bless you, Missionary Rebecca.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 Say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me.
Come on and bless
the Lord with me. Amen. Praise God. Come on, Lord. Lord with me. And we're here tonight to bless the name of the Lord because we know that the Lord is worthy of every praise. And we do thank God. We give honor to God tonight to our leaders, to Pastor Richard Jackson, our Southern District Overseer, also Bishop Marshall, our Southern District Overseer, to our mothers, Mother Marshall, to Mother Tyler, Mother Austin, Mother Diggs, to everyone that's on the line. We just thank God for just having a space opportunity to say something for the Lord. And this time I'm going to read our opening scripture reading the book of Psalms, the 34th number of Psalms. I'll be reading from the first to the eighth verse. It reads, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. How much shall hear thereof and be glad. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. Thank God for the word of God even encouraging us to bless the Lord at all times. When it's good and when it's bad, we got to continue to bless the name of the Lord because the Lord is worthy of every praise. And we do thank God. At this time, we're going to go into our devotional service. We're going to see if there's anyone that has a song on their heart, a testimony they want to give. At this time, testimony service is now open.
Amen. We're going to ask if any of our guests is on the line tonight. You may go ahead and give your testimony because I realize you may have to leave. God bless you. Amen. Anybody guests on the line tonight? Amen. Brother Artilio, are you on the line? Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He was on the line. He left already. Praise God. Amen. Are there any other guests on the line tonight?
Amen. This is Brother Darius. I give honor to God tonight to Pastor Marshall, Pastor Jackson, all leaders, to all the saints. Amen. I thank the Lord for the communication on this week. It's been encouraging to my soul. Amen. I just thank the Lord for the word of God that's been going forth. Amen. Just stirring me up. I just thank the Lord for his healing power, even healing me as I came to Texas. Amen. I was diagnosed with a disease. Amen. And they didn't know what was wrong with me. Amen. I had three different specialists around my bed. Amen. Telling me pretty much it was the end. Amen. But I told them, God sent me to Texas to kill me, but to spread the word of God. Amen. And I was in the hospital in and out for a whole month. And that last week, I was in there for a whole week. And specialists was coming around my bed, and I remember the overseer praying that prayer, Lord, confound the doctor. And I began to make a new vow unto the Lord. And I told the Lord, Lord, if you heal me, I'll get worse for you. I'll tell the world about you even more. I was trying, but I'll do it even more. Amen. I just thank the Lord, because during that week while I was in the hospital bed, amen, I was really sick. They was going down my throat. They couldn't find nothing. But they kept telling me I had something, and they couldn't find out what it was. And they said they got counseling. They said, Mr. Darius, you're not taking this serious. We got counseling for you. I said, I don't need counseling. I said, God, he's going to work a miracle, and he's going to show you. I said, how many people came back with a diagnosis of a negative after positive? They said, we never seen it before. Amen. And I began to just continue to pray, amen. And throughout that week, amen, I just was witnessing to the nurses as they came in and the different counselors as they came in. Amen. And I was sick. I couldn't hold nothing down. I couldn't go to the bathroom. Amen. But I just thank the Lord as the people kept coming in. I didn't tell nobody I was a minister or anything like that, even that I went to church. But the nurses kept coming in. Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but I heard you was a minister. They would sit down, amen. I'd be telling them about Jesus, amen. But the end of the week went by, amen. One of the specialists knocked on my door and peeked in. And she said, Mr. Darius, did anybody come back with your results? I said, no, ma'am. She said, everything came back negative. And I said, I just started praising God right then and there. I just began to thank the Lord. The lady sat in front of my bed, amen. She was shaking. She said, I don't know what you're doing to me. She was shaking, and she ran out the room. Never seen her again in my life, amen. But I just thank the Lord. Even the next doctor, the specialist, came in, and I said, I told you God was going to move for me, amen. And the lady looked so mean. She was just staring at me like she didn't believe it, amen. But I just thank the Lord for his healing power, amen. Even on that night, amen, after the Lord gave my test results negative, the night before I was released, amen, here they come again taking more blood because they didn't believe the result, amen. But God proved himself, amen. He healed me. I just thank the Lord for that, amen. He allowed me to live on, amen, to tell people about Jesus, amen. I just thank the Lord for converting me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost. I should pray my strength in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for being here on tonight. I thank the Lord for the service to Pastor Jackson and to all the other pastors, evangelists, missionaries, mothers. I praise the Lord for being on air on tonight. I thank the Lord for the service. And I want to tell Pastor Jackson, thank you for your call. I want y'all to know that my husband had foot surgery and had to go into rehab, and they told him he had to be there at least 3 weeks. He went in there last week, or about a week and a half now, and got the word yesterday. He's coming home on Sunday. And I just praise God for how good God is, how the Lord is healing, because he is a healer, and he's a keeper if you want to be kept. And I just thank and praise God for all his many blessings. I thank and praise the Lord for my sisters, because truly they are sisters in Christ as well as sisters naturally, and I just love them. And I just want y'all to know that the Lord is good and worthy of all the praises that I give honor to God, because only he is the only one that can bring us through. And I want to say I thank the Lord for the young man's testimony on last night. He was talking about how he didn't want to go to church and he didn't want to pray, he didn't want to do anything. Let me tell you something. When the devil gets your mind, he got your mind. But you got to break through, because I've been there.
Oh, I tell you, I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to pray. And then when I did go, I sit in the back of the church and didn't want to have nothing to do. But all one day, one of the little fellows came up to me and hugged me and said, Mother Ruth, I love you. And I just began to praise God because I was going through so much, even with my illness. But I tell you, God is good and worthy to be praised. And I began to fast and pray and tell the Lord to bring me out of this because the devil is a liar. And I thank and praise God for how good God is. I'm asking y'all to continue to pray for us, that the Lord will continue to bless. Again, I'm saying thank you to the church at large because you are a prayer church, and I just praise the Lord for that. Pray my stress in the Lord.
Amen. Would there be any other testimonies? Songs?
Hear my prayer, Lord. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. Oh, I know you heard me pray so many times before. And I need you. You don't come my parents. I wait on you, Lord, right down here below. Oh, way down here at the river where you come, Lord Jesus. Oh, they don't want me to cross. No, they don't want me to cross. Oh, way down here at the river where you come, Lord Jesus. Oh, if you don't come to my rescue, I'll be lost. To give our spirit, Lord, to Pastor Jackie, Pastor Marshall, Pastor Bennett, all the mothers, everybody on the line. Truly, I know if the Lord don't come to my rescue, I will be lost. And truly, I just rose to tell you what the good Lord has done for me on today. You know, all week long, I couldn't taste or couldn't smell. And I tell you, I begin to get on my knees and I begin to cry to the Lord on this morning. I said, Lord, thou knowest. And you know my going out and my coming in. I'm just going to pour my heart to the Lord. I said, Lord, you went to a grave, and you told a dead man to get up. And I said, I know you that same Jesus. You haven't lost no power. I said, I need you now. Hallelujah. And I tell you, the Lord began to come in that room. And as I began to get up and pray, the Lord began to give me that song. You know, if you don't come to my rescue, I'll be lost. And I began to walk through the kitchen and look up in the cabinet and grab a tasty cake. You know, from New Jersey, you know, a lot of us like those tasty cakes. And all this time, I couldn't taste or smell them. And I began to open up that cake, and I began to bite into that cake. Hallelujah. And I tell you, peanut butter candy cake. I tell you, the Lord began to give back my taste.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, You can't even smell. I've never experienced that in my life. Didn't have no desire to eat because I couldn't taste or smell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I praise God today.
Thank you.
God is going to help me. He's going to help me instantly. And I give him all the glory. And I give him all the honor because I know he's worthy on today. Now, thank God I'm able to taste and I'm able to smell. All week long, I haven't been able to. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so able to come to me. Not going to take up all the time, but I just wanted the Lord to know I appreciate everything that he's done for me throughout this week. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless everyone. God bless everyone. I'd like to give a little portion of a testimony. It ain't my testimony, but I feel like I knew that I can speak on this testimony a little bit. I want to thank God for how God moved on my son, James. 2 weeks ago, we was in service, and he came into the service, and we was going through the service, and Pastor Jackson called for an altar call. The Lord was just really moving, and anointing was in there. And the Lord called for an altar call. And we was down there praying, and as we was praying, I heard him because I know his voice, and I heard him, but I kept praying. I kept praying. I kept standing down there praying. And as we were praying, the more we were praying, and Pastor Jackson and some of the other saints was dealing with him, but I didn't want to get up from the prayer. I just kept praying. Then as I got up from the prayer, I seen that God was moving on him. Pastor Jackson and a couple of the other saints, they was around him, and the Lord was just dealing with him. And I was just so grateful. I didn't say nothing because I didn't want to break his concentration, especially when they were praying with him. I didn't want to say nothing. But I'm so grateful for how God moved on him. And he was crying, and he knew that the Lord had made known himself to him. And God, Jesus, really moved on him. Not only after that, it was like a week later, this past week when we were just coming into our convocation, he called me up, and he was calling me like one or two times. I didn't answer the phone. Then I finally, he called my wife, and he was at work, and he asked me, he said, can you come get me? He was telling me, could I come get him? And the Lord was dealing with him. The Lord was dealing with him on his job. God was dealing with him. And he was saying it seemed like he was getting ready to have a stroke. And all his body forms wasn't just acting right and everything. And he said he was beginning to just to pray to ask God to have mercy on him. That stroke wouldn't overtake him, that he felt like was happening to him. And then in the middle of that, he was saying how God was dealing with him and letting him know it's time to come in. It's time to come in. How the Lord was letting him know it was time for him to surrender his life over to God, to give his life over to the Lord. And this was just this Monday past, and he was saying, Dad, I got to go to church. He said, I got to go to church. But we were beginning to have the meeting that we were beginning to have, and I was explaining to him about the meeting. But he was letting me know how God was dealing with him. Even the people on the job seen that something was wrong with him, and he was expressing just that God was letting him know it's time to come in concerning his life and giving his life over to the Lord and coming out of the world. The Lord just didn't move on him on his services, but God met him on his job and let him know. And I'm just so grateful how God have moved on my son, moved in his life. He's not a young man. He's not a boy. He's a man. So with God dealing with him like he's dealing with him, he understands automatically that this is the Lord. This is the Lord dealing with his life, and this is the Lord calling him in out of that world of sin. He just told me yesterday when we was coming from work, because I take him back and forth to work. We go to work together. He said they changed. He said they changed his job, changed his shift, changed working shifts, the hours. And he gave like 2-3 days they worked and 4 days or something. He said he was off. He said he told the people, make sure I don't want to work on Sunday because I want to go to church. He didn't say play football, watch the football games or things like that. He said that he let them know that he wanted to come to church. I'm grateful for how God had moved on my son's life, praying that God would continue to do the work in his life. But it was a good thing to be able to look out there and see God moving on my son the way he did. I'm telling you, saying God is still working miracles. God is still moving by his power and by his spirit. Not only that, even in the church, how through the tester ministry, how God is bringing souls in, bringing young souls in through that ministry. God has been moving. I understand we're in the midst of an epidemic, but that's not stopping God from moving. That's not stopping God from touching hearts and touching people's lives. And I just thank God. I just thank God that you see you're living for him. It's not in vain. Down the line, God will move and do things in our family. We just don't know yet what God will do, but I was just so grateful to see the way God had moved on his life and moved in his life and how God is moving in the church. God is blessing, saints.
Thank you.
God is blessing. And I just pray even more that God is delivering.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Amen. Anybody else?
We do thank God for all the songs, the testimony of victory. We went up before him. This time we're going to turn the line back over to the next couple of evangelists. God bless you,
Evangelist. Amen. Again, we thank God for the beautiful testimony. Praise God. We know tonight that God is a miracle worker.
Oh, yes.
He's a right now God.
Yes.
Praise God. The message this morning, trusting in the Lord.
Praise
God. Believe in him. Having confidence and expectation. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we pray, God will hear us. Amen. We thank God for all the testimonies of going up before the Lord. And we do also acknowledge our Mother Marshall, praise God, and the host pastor, Pastor Bennett, praise God, amen. And we just having a good time here. Praise the Lord, amen. Been having a good time ever since this convocation started. I'm grateful to the Lord. At this time, we're going to ask Sister Kathy Lindsay if she would please favor us with a selection. God bless you, Sister Kathy.
Well, I moved from my old house.
Yes.
And I moved from my old friend. Thank God I moved out to a brand new life. Well, I moved from my old house. And I moved from my old friend. God, I moved out to a brand new life. I moved from my old house, and I moved from my old friend, I moved from my old way of strife. Thank God I moved out to a brand new life. I moved from my old house and I moved from my old friends. I moved from my old way of drive. Thank God I moved out to a brand new life. He changed my old way with words. He changed my old level mind. He changed my heart and gave me a new start. Thank God I moved out to a brand new life. Yes, I have can't see I'm a new man. Don't you know I got a new name? And one day I'll live in that new land because I moved out to a brand new life. Yes, I have cancer. See, I'm a new man. Don't you know I got a new name? And one day I'll live in that new land because I moved out to a brand new life. Well, I got a new walk. I've got a new talk, new song. I got a new look, and I've got a new name. I got a new mind, and I've got a new heart. And a new start is going in my way because I moved out to a brand new life. Yes, I have been. Can't you see I'm a new man? Don't you know I got a new name? And one day I'll live in that new land because I moved out to a brand new life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming from my own sister, Kathy Lindsay. Praise God. And I'm sure, praise the Lord, that somewhere at some point in time during this 69th annual convocation, amen, somebody can say, I moved out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Praise God. And I moved to a new way of life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. God has brought us out and he brought us over. Amen. And he brought us into, praise God, we have a new life. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. At this time, we're going to hear the word of God tonight. Praise God. And I thought about the song that said, can no grave hold my body down. Thank God for the saints. Praise God. Faithful. Pressing their way.
Amen.
Amen.
Unto the Lord. Praise God. No matter what.
Yeah.
No matter when.
Yeah.
No matter how.
Yeah.
God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Oh,
hear their voices on the line. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just to say, I'm not going to lay down and die there. I've got some work to do. God bless our own. Praise God, Mother Janice Marshall, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. God bless you, Mother Marshall.
Bless you, Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch your Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Bendis Jones.
Yeah.
God bless you. I had mentioned to Mother Tyler someone to speak in my place. Please.
Yes.
Yes, call someone else.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. You're not even bringing your call, Mother Diggs.
Amen. God bless Mother Diggs. Are you able?
Mother Diggs is not able.
Praise God. Amen. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Truly God is good tonight. Amen. And he's worthy of all the praise. Amen. God is a great God, and he is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to give God some praise tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, God, hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
God bless you. God bless you. Let Valence Paula bring the word if she's able.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. The scripture, amen, that, amen, laid on my heart tonight said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah, go ahead.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
He's my keeper. He's watching over me.
Yeah.
And tonight, God is watching over me. We may be going through a few things. Amen. But remember that the Lord is our shepherd.
He's our shepherd.
The Lord is our keeper.
Yeah.
And whatever we need tonight, amen, the Lord, amen, is here, amen, to do it for us tonight.
Lord,
amen. How he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. How he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yeah.
He restores my soul. Amen. Truly the Lord is good. And he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yeah.
He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
yes,
I will fear no evil.
Yeah.
For the Lord, amen, he's with us tonight.
Ooh,
yeah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Yes.
Amen. And how God, amen, is with us at all times. He said that for thy rod, amen, and thy staff, amen, they comfort me.
Yes.
If I prepare the table before me, amen, in the presence of mine enemy.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Thou anointed my head with oil.
Yes,
and my cup runneth over. He said, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yes,
and I will dwell, amen, in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
And the Lord is with us, amen, all the way. The
amen.
Lord is a healer, amen, for
yes.
both body and soul. And tonight, the Lord is a great God.
Yes.
Amen. And there are so many, amen, in the scripture time where God, amen, they might have been at the point of death, but how God began to step in.
Hallelujah.
The blind man that could not see, amen. But God began to move, amen, and God began to work a miracle.
Yes,
you know, God is that same miracle tonight.
Yes.
Have a shepherd tonight, one that cares, one that
ooh,
cares
yeah.
all about us. He knows what to do. He
yes,
knows
Lord.
How to do it and when to do it.
Yes.
We got to continue, amen, just to trust in God. God. And when the woman with the issue of blood been suffering for 12 years, amen,
yes.
and how, when the doctor, she done everything,
ahead,
she and she felt like, no doubt, amen, what can I do?
Yes.
She remembered, amen, and her about Jesus,
ooh, yeah.
How that she went, amen, she felt like she could just, she ain't really got to touch him,
yeah.
amen, but she believes God enough, amen, if I could only touch the
yes,
hem of his there, amen, close enough that I can touch the border of his garment, and she believes that she will be made whole. Tonight, God is with us.
Yes,
God,
he's
knows all about it. He knows the pain. He knows the sorrow. He knows the illness. He knows the sickness.
Yes.
We just let our faith continue to reach out. We
don't
have to do what we used to do, but we
yes,
just
Lord.
Reach out. We ain't got to hug it. Amen. We just reach out and touch it. Amen. Even the border of his gums. And the Lord will continue to do that work. Praise God tonight. I want to say that God is a healer.
Yes, he is.
Whatever you have, whatever condition, God is able right now
amen.
To deliver. We praise God tonight. We sing God raise the dead.
Yes, Lord.
But God began to raise him from the dead. And I praise God tonight that God is a good God. God is a healer for the mind. He's a healer for the soul. He's a healer for whatever we need tonight. And I want to say tonight that God, I say God is here tonight. Wherever you may be, just look up to God. And know that God is a healer.
Yes, yes. Amen.
And feel like I can't get no loose.
Yes, Lord.
I can't get out. But God, if you call on me, if you call on Jesus,
yes,
he
Lord.
Will answer prayer.
Yes, Lord.
As the scripture said, she shall bring forth a son,
yes,
and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from
yes,
their sins. He's a savior. He's a healer. Amen for the soul. But
yes,
we thank God tonight that
Lord.
The Lord is our shepherd. Tonight, just trust God, believe God, like the man did,
yes,
he went to the pool every year, wanted to be healed,
wanted
somebody to help him get in the pool, but one day, Jesus was there, amen,
yes, Lord.
Check your bird and walk. And the lame man began to leap and praise God.
Muted.
That the Lord.
The Lord.
Lord.
Whatever we need tonight,
yes.
God got it. Whatever you need,
amen.
He has it, and he will give it to you.
Amen.
Thank God tonight, your soul may be sinking down in sin, and you feel like I can't get up.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I want to tell you,
unmuted.
The Lord picked me up when I thought all hope was gone.
Yes,
when
Lord.
I thought, I wanted to make the end of this life.
Yes,
but
Lord.
I praise God tonight that one day I held on. I trusted in God.
Yes, Lord.
I believe God that God will heal, that God will deliver. One day, I want to tell you, the Lord began to pick me up. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I thought I was at my end. But God looked down on me. God. Praise God. I thank God tonight. There is nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is there. All the time, we just got to keep trusting him. When it looks like there's no hope, when it
yes,
looks like, how am I going to do this? I can't make it, but we can make it. We
can
step on the Lord. And the Lord began to speak to me and said, God is a God that can do anything. I began to step out on faith, and I began to trust God even the more, saying, Lord, I believe. And the Lord began to reach down and touch me. And he told me to run and don't look back.
Yes,
I will deliver you but you keep running. You keep going on. You keep trusting God.
Tonight,
yeah. God is able. He's a healer. Body and soul. Just keep questioning. Just keep praying.
Amen.
Keep trusting to God. It may seem like you've been going through it for a long time, but I want to say tonight, hold on. God. Keep believing God. Keep going in prayer. Look up to God. Look up to him. That I will look to the hill from which cometh my help. My help.
My
Lord, I want to tell you, whatever the situation is, our help comes from the Lord, and the Lord, he won't fail. God will lift you up. God will save your soul. And I praise God tonight how that we have this confidence in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that he will do it. We praise God tonight for deliverance. We praise God for his saving power. We praise God for his healing power. This is why Jesus came and he died. For whatever our ailments are, he's able and he will deliver tonight. This is that confidence that we have in God, knowing that he's our shepherd, knowing who we want. Walking, and it seems like death is trying to take us over, but God will be right there. He said, "You live, we can live."
Muted.
We praise God tonight, for God is a great God. He's a God that will never fail. He's a God that we can trust. He's a God that we can believe and know that he will. The Lord is our shepherd tonight. Keep on trusting God. Keep on believing God. Holding on. And I tell you, the Lord will be there.
Amen.
He never left.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Sometimes we got to hold on.
Hold on.
Faith in God.
Hold
on.
Hold on.
God. Hold on. Believe in God. Sometimes how does it seem like you're trying to hold on. Well, hold on anyhow.
Hold on anyhow.
God anyway. And I tell you, the Lord will come and deliver. I'm a witness that God will do it. It seems like it's been. But hold on.
Hold on.
Keep the faith. He's able. Willing. And we'll do it. He said, I've been in sin for a long time. I fell. But the Lord will pick you up. And put your feet back on solid ground.
Absolutely.
Praise God tonight, knowing that he would never fail.
Amen.
Will never fail. The Lord is our shepherd.
Is
our keeper.
He will
keep you in the time of trouble.
He will keep
you through your illness.
He will
keep you through your sickness.
Hold
on.
Hold on.
Lord, I believe with that woman with the issue of blood. Doctors and nobody could seem to help her. Well, she kept on. Said, I if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I believe I'll be made whole. And she kept the faith and she trusted she could get just close enough to reach down and touch the boy of his garments. She would be made whole. And I want to tell you tonight, the Lord did the work, and he touched her, and when she reached out and touched Jesus, every anything to make it stunt. And she was healed. And said, somebody touch me. Jesus will touch you tonight. Whatever you're going through, whatever pain you feeling, he's there right now. He's able and willing to deliver. Just remember, keep on. When it seems like you're walking through the shadow of death, just keep on. Because the Lord is right there. He's looking out, amen, for you. He will take care of you. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. That's the thought we will lead tonight, that the Lord is my shepherd. Whatever I need, what I'm going through, the Lord, he knows, and he's right there.
Amen.
He promised that he would.
Yes, he will.
Is not a God, but he should lie.
Amen.
Praise God tonight. Amen. For victory.
Yes.
Yeah. Same victory here tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. So God, when you like the time to leave, like, get worse.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, hold on. Amen. Yeah. It'll get better.
That's right.
Right there.
Yeah, it's really going to get better.
Amen. He has not lost any healing power, any saving power.
That's right.
This is why Jesus came and he died. Amen. To deliver us.
Amen.
In situations we're in. And we can continue to trust God. We must continue. Amen. Amen. Believe him. Amen.
Yes.
I tell you, God will do the work.
Yes,
amen.
He will.
And I praise God tonight for deliverance through the power of God. Amen.
Ooh,
he's the same God tonight. Man don't know what to do sometimes. Man do things to mess you up. What to let you wear. Amen. But God, he knows.
He knows. Amen.
This is for you because, and remember, that the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our keeper. He's our strength. And he will deliver. He ain't going to be late either. He's going to be right on time. He's on time. Let us continue to believe and trust in the Lord. The Lord is our shepherd. And
he is our shepherd.
Take care of you. Amen. May God bless you. Amen. Thanking God. Amen. Just for the thought that the Lord is my shepherd. He's our shepherd tonight. And he loves us and he cares for us. And he is going to take care of us.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Praying and believing God and even praying. Amen. For me. God bless you.
God bless you.
And we say the Lord is my shepherd.
Who is?
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Amen. Thank God for such a powerful message.
Yeah.
From our own evangelist, Paul.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to move on. We have invitation by Pastor Lewis Marshall, if he's able to.
Praise God.
He's not able to.
Call the whole pastor, Elder Bennett.
Praise God. God bless Elder Bennett.
God.
Praise the Lord.
I pray the prayer.
This time, amen. Let us humble our heart, amen. Go into prayer.
Yes.
Father, once again, oh God, we come before you. Thank you for this day. Oh God, Father, gathering together one
time.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, we thank you for your tenderness.
Oh, yes,
Lord.
Thank you for being God the Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh,
yes.
God, we pray that you look upon us one by one, Heaven, Father, and sing in thy name, Lord. Work out thy mercy, Lord. Jesus, we need the help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless right now, Lord. Look on the affliction of your people.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless right now, Lord. We hold the hill tonight,
Lord.
Heal the sick tonight, Lord. Deliver them that are bound. Let me. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus.
Unmuted.
Jesus, sing all the living tonight, Lord. Save a lost soul, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lift
up the head, Lord. That seem to hang down. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight, Lord. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, move, my God, throughout the phone line, Father. Oh, my God, somebody needs you. Needs you right now, Lord. Jesus, Step right now, Lord. Those upon our prayer list, Father. Oh, my God, you know the affliction they're going through.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. We need a touch from you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless, Lord, throughout the course of the revival.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
We're down here calling on you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, the help that we know, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we know you are here tonight. For my body and soul, my God. In the name of Jesus,
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Speak on tonight. We pray that you continue to touch you. Oh, Lord, speak in the more, Lord. Encourage hearts and souls of the listeners. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank
you. Oh, my God, with our son, Jesus, the cross that he endured, the blood that he shed, Lord, we thank you. We
thank
give
you.
Praise unto thy name, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus, Lord, fix it tonight, Lord. Work
in
it out tonight, Lord. Turn it around in the name of Jesus. Bound the adversary
in
the name of you, Lord.
In
let him have no dominion in the name of Jesus. We're sticking his knife. Oh, God, we know you're able, Jesus. Lord, we know you got all power in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you.
Save us, Heavenly Father, one by one and name by name. Save our unsaved loved ones. Lord, I know you're able. Lord, I know you're able tonight, Lord. Hear our humble cry on tonight. Oh, God, hear our moan, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we're claiming the victory. Because
yes.
We know you're able, Lord. You are doctor in a sick room. We know you're able, Jesus. Lord, you're course. We know you're able tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. Bless us continue, Lord. With the blessing to see we stand in need of. We're down here calling on you, Lord, because there's no other help that we know. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're moving through ones continuously. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in our life, my God. Oh, God, save them that are lost, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank for all you've done. That's what you're going to do. Yes, and we'll continue throughout the course of the vow. Heavenly Father, you do these things for us. We're so careful to give thy name to praise. Glory, all honor belonging to thee. We pray this prayer tonight in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you,
God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We thank God for that prayer.
Yes, Lord.
My host, Pastor Bennett.
Thank
God
for
that. At this time, we're just going to... Amen. Slide right on over. And we're going to move this portion of service to the hands of our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Can we say amen?
Amen.
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 God bless everybody.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless. God bless. God bless everybody that's on the line tonight. Amen. Once
God bless.
More. Once more, we thank God for this 59th annual host convocation revival. And amen. We thank God. Amen. For Mother Marshall.
Yeah.
Amen. She's a preacher. That's one thing for sure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Kind of ill, whatnot, but she is a preacher. And we thank God.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank God for her companion. Amen. Pastor Liz Marshall. Amen. Vice President and Southern District Overseer. We thank God for both of them. They're faithful members.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God tonight also for Christian Word coming through Evangelist Paul. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is our shepherd.
Yes, he is.
And David said, I shall not want.
Hell
no. You don't have to worry about nothing.
Amen.
God, take care of the sheep. Amen. He provides. He gives us food to eat, clothes to wear, a roof over our head. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
He gave us everything that we need in this life.
Everything.
And not only that, he's taking care of us in the midst of this crisis.
Yes, sir.
He is our protector.
Yes.
He look out for the sheep. He bends Paul, she preached the night out of her soul. Amen.
Yes, you
got to be ready at all times because you don't know when the Lord is going to call on you. Got to be ready.
Amen.
And she preached. She preached the night. I want to encourage her to continue to do the will of the Lord. Amen. I thank God tonight for this convocation revival. Amen.
Yes.
I thank God for every one of you that are listening to the service by phone. Continue to listen in with us because God got a blessing for you. Amen. Don't hesitate to listen to these programs, these services. Amen. God want to bless everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Not his will that any should perish, but all come unto repentance. I thank God for the word tonight. Because
God
is our shepherd, and we don't have to run.
Amen.
Take care of the sheep. Amen.
Yeah.
I for the sheep. I want to kiss you little one more time. Just keep preaching the word. Also, we thank God for Mother Lilla Tyler. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God for all the mothers of Zion. Amen. All the people of God tonight, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for the host pastor. Amen. Elder J. Bennett and his companion. Amen. God bless you also. Amen. Now we're going to have remarks from the minister and the evangelist. If this will desire to have remarks tonight.
First, give honor to God who is ahead of my life, to my president, Pastor Richard Jackson, the vice president, Pastor Marsha, and Mother Marsha, to all the mothers, to all the saints, to all the pastors. And truly, thank the Lord for the word on tonight. They can say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And I know that he's able to do all things. Whatever I need, God got it. And I just want to tell Evangelist Pardo, continue to preach the word of God. And be encouraged and stand on the word. Praise
right.
Brother and I.
God bless you. I thank God for the word for Amen, Evangelist Pardo. I enjoy the word of God with food for our soul. Amen. Very encouraging.
Amen.
Amen. Right on time. Amen. The Lord is our shepherd. Amen.
He is shepherd.
So we don't have to walk for nothing. Amen.
No.
Amen. I just encourage others to continue to preach the word of God. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Paul Dursing, the word of the shepherd. And truly, I thank God for her being ready. That's something to aspire to. Thank God for, you know, we don't have to want for anything because God is our shepherd.
Yeah,
it's a very beautiful message. Evangelist Paul Dursing, praise God. Amen. Evangelist Paul Dursing, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. I do thank God for that anointed, beautiful message that came through Elder Pardo. She was ready. Hallelujah. When Pastor Jackson called her name, she came on preaching. Evangelist Pardo, beautiful message.
Yes.
Message. I want to encourage you to keep letting the Lord have his way in your life. God bless you.
Muted.
Anymore?
God bless. Thank God for that beautiful message. Give an honor to the Spirit, Lord, to our president, vice president, all our mothers, everyone on the line tonight. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming to you and follow. Lord is my shepherd. You don't have to want for nothing. When we know that the Lord our shepherd, we ain't got to want for nothing. And I thank the Lord for that beautiful message. I encourage you that message. Continue to preach, Daniel Paul. Keep on teaching the word. God bless you.
Amen. We praise God and for being on the line. Amen. We honor the Lord's head of our life. Amen. So I know this overseer, President Pastor Jackson.
God bless you.
Amen. Our Southern District Overseer, Vice President Pastor Mother Marshall. And to all Mother's Day. Amen. To all the ministerial staff, every listening on the line. Amen. To the speaker of the hour. Thank God for his word. Amen.
Muted.
My shepherd. Amen. A shepherd is one that leads the sheep. Amen. God can protect them, provides for them. And that's what the Lord is to us.
He is our shepherd.
Jesus said he was that good shepherd. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the word of God. Amen. Beautiful, inspiring message coming through. It's called the speech under the anointing. Amen. I encourage you to keep on preaching and doing the will of the Lord. Amen.
Yes,
and we pray for all those on the prayer list as well. Amen. Pray our step in the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that powerful message coming to Evangelist Paul. I tell you, I enjoyed that to the eye. The Lord is my shepherd. Some people don't know who their shepherd is. But the Lord is my shepherd. And David was able to declare it with authority because he had been through so many things, but the Lord brought him through. And the Bible lets us know that in the end, David lived to be an old man. And he lived, he had riches, and when he died with the riches. I tell you, God, he's a good God, and that's what he'll do when you put your trust in him. I just thank the Lord for that message coming through Evangelist Paul. I'm saying to Evangelist Paul, keep reaching and keep letting the Lord have his way. I truly did enjoy it.
Thank God for the word from Evangelist Paul. Thank God for our President, Pastor Jackson, and Vice President, Pastor Marshall. Thank God for that word. And the Lord is our shepherd. But truly, God is the one that is taking care of us. And in this time that we live in now, we definitely need to have our trust in the Lord. I also thank God for being satisfied today. I want to say God bless all the mothers of the church. God bless you.
God bless you. And praise the Lord. I thank God for that powerful message coming through Evangelist Paul, though. He really preached under the anointing, and he told us how the Lord, he said it for herself, is my shepherd. And we have to know who our shepherd is and declare that the Lord is my shepherd, the same one that went up on the cross and gave his life. The same one, hallelujah, that laid down his life for his friend. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I truly enjoyed that word, and I'm encouraged through the word of God, and I want to encourage you, Evangelist Paul, to continue to preach the word of God.
Oh, yes. Thank you, all the preachers, the evangelists. And we're going to hear from my mother, Mother Tyler, if she cares to have remarks.
Praise the Lord, sons. I do thank the Lord for this, for how the Lord is blessing. I thank God for the message tonight to allow us to know and to remember that the Lord is our shepherd and we can depend on him. And it's been proven to me over and over again that the Lord is my shepherd. I just thank God for everything, and I desire to pray for the saints to pray for me, but also I have a message for Mother Marshall. I just wanted you to know, Mother, I passed on your message. God bless me, saint. God bless you.
Is Mother also available? Is Mother also available?
I just want to say thank God for the word coming from us, and I know because we know that the Lord is our shepherd, and he will supply all of our needs. This town, Evangelist Paul, to keep on preaching God's word. Pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you, Mother. Amen. Once more, we thank God for Pastor Marshall and Mother Marshall. Let's keep them in our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's working it out.
Yeah.
Amen. Just let the word come in that the Lord is our shepherd.
Yes.
God take care of his own.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
All we got to do is keep looking up and keep trusting him. Amen. He bring us out victorious. We thank God once more for the inspired message coming through Evangelist Paul as he preached out of us soul.
Glory to God.
Amen. I believe now we're going to ask our administrator for the announcement, Sister Lisa Jones, if she'd be on the line.
Praise the Lord. On tomorrow, if it be the Lord's will, we're scheduled to have our teleconference services again in the morning and at night for our youth day. And our general missionary youth president, missionary Alice Johnson, is scheduled to be in charge, scheduled to preside in the morning. And Sister Jackie Hubb, Southern District youth leader, scheduled to preside at night at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And our scheduled speakers on the program are Elder Barry Johnson for in the morning and Elder Mark Hobbs for at night. And also let's continue to pray for all those that are on our prayer list. And let us continue to remember Brian Carr, who is in the hospital in ICU. And also added to the prayer list is Edith Blakely and all those that are on our prayer list. And Sunday is the Lord's Day. And we're scheduled to be back in service in person at the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God in Camden, New Jersey at 11 a.m. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., the scheduled speaker in the morning. And also in the evening, we have Pastor Lewis Marshall on the program, but we understand he's not well, so we're going to continue to pray for him as the Lord leads to whomever our speaker would be on Sunday night, if it be the Lord's will. And God bless all of the mothers, and you all be encouraged in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for the announcement. Let us bear them in mind. And right now, I'd like to acknowledge, amen, the late Apostle Samuel W. Hall, Sr., amen, the founder of the assembly. Amen. Now we're going to turn the service into the hands of Elder Jerry Bennett.
Amen. Praise God. Once again, amen, we do thank and praise God for this day set aside as Mother Day. Thank God for all the mothers of Zion. Amen. Thank God for his precious word coming through Elder Pauldo. Amen. She really preached out in the soul under the anointing of God. Amen. I thank God for the word, because the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
Amen. I thank God. Amen. I'll take Jesus for mine. You can have the whole wide world, but I take Jesus for mine. Amen. We thank God for each and every listener here online on tonight. Amen. We'd like to encourage you, amen, to keep looking unto the Lord. Amen. Put your trust in God. Amen.
Yeah.
He will make it all right. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. Amen. For each and every one on tonight. Amen. Let us take our announcements in and govern ourselves according. Also, amen, let us remember, amen, those upon our prayer list on tonight, amen, Pastor Mother Marshall, let us keep them in our prayers, amen. We thank God for all that has been said and done. This time we yield the service back into the hand of the speaker tonight, amen, for our last saying of dismissal.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We just praise God tonight, amen, for all things, and for, amen, even the Lord, amen. Son of the Lord, he is our shepherd. Amen. I praise the Lord tonight. Amen. I battled with the phone all week. Amen. I've been on. Amen. But I've been battling with the phone all week. And every time I speak, then they're not hearing me, and then so forth and so on. About four or five times. And each night. But I thank God tonight.
That's me.
I got the victory. I switched the phones. I put it where it needed to be when I got on. Amen.
Yeah.
And just before, amen, the Lord say, get your Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, I had it anyway, but he said, get your Bible. Amen. But I praise God. Yeah, man, you have to get the victory. Amen. That first night, I mean, I was wore out. You know, it's just like, and I tried to put it on mute, take it off mute, and everything. But I praise God tonight.
Yeah.
I praise God. Is a good God. And I just want you to know I've been there, and I've been trying. Amen.
Yeah.
It come through, but I felt almost like the fool, amen. Every time I got ready to, amen, say something to step in, amen. And, amen. Nobody was hearing me. But I praise God tonight for the word of God, amen. Just saying that the Lord is my shepherd. And truly, the Lord is our shepherd. And he knows amen, what to do and how to do it. And he will guide us and he will bring us through. So I just praise God tonight for all things, for this convocation. Amen. I look forward to it. Amen. So I just praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God, I'd imagine that you, amen, continue, amen, to pray, amen, for me. Amen. Because I have a mind to continue with the Lord and to strive to obey and do all that God gets me to do.
Yes.
If that be all, amen. Amen. We will be dismissed at this time. Amen. So may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Amen, amen. When we're absent,
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful service that we just were in our 59th annual convocation revival. And we started on Monday night with our pre-musical, and we've been in the teleconference services since Tuesday morning up until today. And I tell you, God has truly been blessing. God has been sending his word, and we are so thankful for you and for your support in tuning in. And we invite you to tune in on Sunday afternoon. We don't have a service scheduled on Sunday afternoon. However, we do have a morning service and an evening service. And if you care to call in, you are certainly welcome to do so. And I'm going to get that number for you and that you can dial in for our teleconference line. And that number is, give me a moment to look that over. It's on our program here. And it is 720-740-9840. And the access code 182-763-1. And again, you are certainly welcome to tune in for this convocational service and also for our live broadcast at 3:30 in the afternoon on Sunday, if it be the Lord's will. We are so thankful for your patience. I hope that you have enjoyed the service on tonight, and we look forward to you tuning in with us once again. We are so thankful. God has truly blessed us. And we ask that you will continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list. Let us continue in prayer one for another. And if anyone has a special prayer request, you are certainly welcome to reach out to us, to the Prayer Works Ministry. And we will be glad to pray with you and on your behalf. Anyone else that you know of who would like prayer, we will be glad to pray for them and with them. So we thank the Lord for the broadcast tonight. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. And again, the service tomorrow will be at 10 a.m. and on Saturday night, 7 p.m., Sunday morning, 11 a.m., broadcast, 3:30 p.m., evening worship service, which will be the climax of the convocation, will be at 7 p.m. Sunday night. God bless you.